You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Parashat Devarim, that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom gave a special blessing to Am Yisrael. And the blessing was, what kind of blessing he gave? Hashem Elokechem Yosef Alechem Kachem Elef Amim Bibarech Etchem Ki Hashem Diben Lachem. So now, here, the question is, Rod, what happened all of a sudden Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom started giving blessing to Am Yisrael? What happened all of a sudden?
He's about to leave, so he lost Am Yisrael, so he didn't have
the beautiful. But we have Parshat Zot HaBracha. Zot HaBracha, he gave blessing. Zot HaBracha, we have Parashat. Yeah, but why at this point he gave me bracha?
Before he passed away.
Well, yes, that's what exactly.
When
but
he gave them bracha, he actually forgave them for all the hardship that they went through making
good. Yeah, we have. Vezot ha-bracha she-barach Moshe Ish ha-Elokim. It says in the parasha, in the last parasha of the Torah Kedusha, the Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom gave him a full list of brachot. But here is a very special bracha. Yabarach etchem ki Hashem diben lachem. What happened? So now we started the parasha that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom started rebuking Am Yisrael, giving him a hit.
Yes.
Right. So who are these people that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom was rebuking? Who were they?
A new generation.
So that the new generation, they were involved with idol worshipping?
No.
They weren't. How about Korach?
No.
How about Man?
Man, yes.
Yes?
Yeah, but you have it for 4 years.
Fine, but like in the beginning that they complained about Man,
no.
They were around?
No.
Good. So did not relate to them. So now, if somebody comes and rebuke you, and I ask you, why did you take my parking spot? What do you tell him? You don't know? Why did you park there?
I never tell him what my parking
spot. You don't?
No.
At home, no?
No.
Like somebody, the neighbor goes to your garage, you don't tell him nothing? Or blocks your garage. You don't tell him nothing?
Yes, I go tell him to move your car.
You tell him something.
Yes.
Especially if he's not home even on the vacation. Huh? You're not going to tow his car? You're not going to tow his car?
Why you are asking? Yeah. You're not asking something.
So how about it's not your neighbor car? You thought it's a neighbor car, but it was not neighbor car. I know, but would you go knock on the neighbor?
No, it's not a neighbor car. Why
you wouldn't. So the question is, if this new generation, they were not involved with all of these wrongdoing, so what is Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom doing?
This new generation, they see every year so many people go on the ground and they don't get up.
Fine, but he is pointing at them, you did this, you did that, you did that, you know.
What's going on? They talk.
How do they know? They have no clue what happened.
Maybe
they heard, but they were not involved with the problem.
No, they weren't involved. But you learn from your older.
Understand, but what's Moshe's point that he's rebuking for something that he didn't do? Huh? So now, what would be your reaction, again, if somebody comes and say, why did you take my parking space? I say, what kind of car is it? Say, it's a Maserati. So what is that? What is that? Is it a car? I don't know what that is. So he thought, it's your car. It's not your car. So what is your reaction? I know, but what are you going to tell him? You're going to tell him? Yeah, we're going to tell him, what kind of attitude is this? Why don't you find out? First, you know, whose car is it? And then you come and, you know, make Alila, no?
That's for sure.
Yes. So that's how it is. If you are accused, so you're going to tell him that, you know, what do you want from me? So now here, there's an interesting point that when Moshe Baruch Shalom rebuke the new generation that they were, the one involved with all this wrongdoing, so now they did not respond. Do you understand anything? They tell Moshe Baruch Shalom, you know, whatever that you rebuking us, we had nothing to do with it. You weren't around. So now here, Moshe Baruch Shalom said, because you kept quiet, I'm gonna give you a blessing. So now because they stayed quiet and did not respond, so then he gave him a special blessing. So now here, one thing that you learn from here, usually our reaction through toward the people that they accuse us, say, you know, what do you want from me? I was not involved. You didn't do it. You know, you have to go fix yourself. You know, you get very defensive. But here we see that what actually is informing us, actually, when you stay quiet and then you don't respond, actually, you'll be privileged to gain the extra blessing. So now, the response of Amisel was that already Ribbono Shel Olam gave him a blessing through Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So Moshe Baruch Shalom told them, no, this is from me. Whatever Hashem has given you, that's something else. But this is from me. So what does it mean? Moshe Baruch Shalom had the blessing in his pocket. What does it mean? It's from me. What did he mean? What did he mean? No. They said, actually you're cutting down our blessing that we receive from Hashem. What do you mean? You're going to cancel it and give us this small blessing? Hashem already blessed us. So what do you mean you give us a special blessing? We don't want a special blessing. If Hashem has given us a blessing, if, like let's say, somebody is going to give you a gift, a small gift, let's say $1 million is going to write you a check. So there's somebody standing there and says, you know, add $5 to it.
Well, you said thank you very much.
What do you mean thank you? Why you want them $5? What are you the $5 for? What's the interest on $1 million? So exactly, it's like Shalom says, Erev Havdalah says, yeah, another $5. So what does it mean? So now here is a beautiful point that Moshe Baruch Shalom did have few blessings in his pocket. Where did he bring it? As you call, when Ribbono Shel Olam got angry at Am Yisrael and said, you know, let me make a nation out of you at the time of, huh?
Spy
also, and also, Chet Ha'egel, when they worshipped
the calf.
Right. So now, did that happen? And Hashem said, let me make a nation out of you.
No, it didn't happen.
So Yomar says, whatever that Hashem says, even though that he doesn't bring about, it's going to happen.
Oh, wow.
So now, Ribbono Shel Olam had few zapas, spare brachot. So he said, this brachot that I've received, and it was never used, I'm going to give it to you. So this brachot that he received and never used, he said, what are you? For you. That's from me. So now they ask, what does it mean? Elef pa'amim. So do it. Now you're giving blessing. You 500. I mean, 2,000. More. Why Elif? Why you pick Elif? Why? What does 1,000 mean? You didn't think about it? 1,000? How long does it take that the baby comes to this olam?
9 months.
How many days?
270 days.
270. And then, actually, 2 years they are nursed, right? So, the total is? It's total of 33 months, right? 33 yeah. months times 30, 31, 32 days. So, it's exactly? 1,000 days.
Okay.
So now, for a baby to come to this olam, to
1,000.
So Gemara says that when Mashiach comes, ladies will give birth every day.
Amen.
Every day.
Yeah.
Huh? I'm sorry. No, you have like a preschool in your backyard. You know. So now here, Mr. Abraham Shalom says, so he told them that at this moment it takes 1,000 days to have a baby. But when Moshiach comes, it's going to be 1,000 times. That means every day you're going to have a baby.
With their choice or without their choice?
Huh? Well, without a shame, without other choice. So now here, they ask, Moshe Avraham Shalom said, I'm giving you Elef Amim, as we learn, and also, Kasher Diber Lachem. What does Kasher Diber Lachem mean? It's the same way that Hashem spoke with you. Kasher Diber Lachem. Diber, is it soft or is hard?
Hard.
Dibur is?
Hard.
It's hard. So now, Moshe Avraham Shalom told Am Yisrael, when Hashem promised you, it was conditional, what does it mean? As Yaakov Avraham Shalom, when he received the blessing from Yitzchak, how did Yitzchak Avinu bless Yaakov? What did he tell him? What's the bracha? Ve'iten lecha? Elokim, ve'iten lecha Elokim, ital ha-shamayim, mishvanei haaretz. What does Elokim mean?
Harsh.
So Rashi HaKadosh says that when Yitzchak Avinu gave blessing to Yaakov Avinu, he told them, listen, if you follow the path of Hashem, you're going to receive the blessing. But if, Chas v'Shalom, you come to Mincha late, oy vavoy, you know what's going to happen? If you don't show up for Hanetz, ay, 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 you know what's going to happen. So, Yitzchak Avinu told Yaakov Avinu, "V'yiten lecha Elokim, not Hashem." So the same way Moshe Avraham Shalom said, the bracha that Hashem has given you is conditional. Kasher, Diber Lachem. But the bracha that I'm giving you is not conditional. So he gave a special bracha that would not be conditional, Chas v'Shalom, if you listen, you don't listen, and then Hashem, you know, will treat us the way we followed His command. But what Moshe Avraham Shalom gave us, the special blessing, unconditional blessing. And this berachot, all of them, very soon.
Amen.
Very soon,
Amen.
We're going to see all the Shefa and Barakah for Am Yisrael and Yeshuot and Geulah Shelema B'zal Hashem and Kol Am Yisrael. Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.